So it's really quite interesting how vitamin D is involved in the immune system. For example, there are receptors for vitamin D on some of the immune cells, and it seems that the vitamin D helps to modulate the immune response. Hello and welcome to the E equals MC squared of running, a podcast bringing energy, enthusiasm, encouragement and a little bit of science back into running. I'm Maggie Cooper and today I've got a little bit of science for you. I'm not a big fan of athletes taking supplements. I don't really take supplements myself unless it's really necessary. I have in the past taken some multivitamins or something like that. But, you know, there are a few micronutrients which are important. Things like iron, for example, you know, if I didn't have enough iron in my diet, then I certainly would consider taking iron supplements. But another of those is vitamin D. And it's perhaps one of the most important supplements that you might consider taking. So I reviewed a paper in the International Journal of Sport Nutrition and Exercise Metabolism, which talked about several actually different supplements that you might want to take, but including vitamin D. And if you want to have a look at that paper in more detail, you can find a link to it on my blog, which is maggiesrunningpodcast.blogspot.com. So most people know something about vitamin D. They know that it's important for your bones, for example. You might also be aware that the recommended intake of vitamin D is actually 600 international units per day. However, interesting thing about vitamin D is it's one of those nutrients that the body actually can make itself. You know, when the sunlight, the UVB rays from the sun, you know, hit the skin, then your body is able to use that to make vitamin D. But the problem for us is, especially us who live in the north of England, is there simply isn't enough sunlight, especially in the winter. If you live more than 33 degrees north or south of the equator, then there's insufficient UVB photons reaching the Earth's surface and your skin, of course, during the winter months. Where I live, I found out that it was 53 degrees north, so there's absolutely no chance of me being able to get enough sunlight to make my own vitamin D during the winter. Another of the benefits of vitamin D, apart from a bone, one of the things that has been said anyway is that it's also useful for your muscle development. And there was one study that looked at giving supplements to sprinters and high jumpers and seeing some improvement. But to be honest, I'm not so focused on improvement in this particular case, just about having good overall health, whether that's bone health or muscle health, or indeed a healthy immune system. And I think I've mentioned in other podcasts about the effect of vitamin D on your immune system. So it's really quite interesting how vitamin D is involved in the immune system. For example, there are receptors for vitamin D on some of the immune cells, and it seems that the vitamin D helps to modulate the immune response. So when you have something like upper respiratory tract infection, then the vitamin D plays a part in helping your body, sort of immune response. It's fighting back against those types of infections. And the other thing, it seems that if you have better levels of vitamin D in your body, then even if you do get such an infection, then it's not as severe. And we've seen that particularly with the patients who had COVID. You know, those who had lower levels of vitamin D seem to get more chance of getting COVID in the first place and then having more severe symptoms. So it is really, really important. And obviously during the winter months, that's when we pick up these upper respiratory tract infections. So just making sure that you've got enough vitamin D is really, really important. In fact, it's found that in the salivary secretions, there are immune factors such as calthelicidin and immunoglobulin A. So it's clear that, you know, it's kind of playing a part, you know, even from your mouth when you breathe things in, the immune system's kind of at work helping to fight against those types of infections. So I think that I would say that this is the main point, especially during the winter months, why I think it's important that you may have enough vitamin D. Another sort of ongoing thing, though, is the risk of stress fractures. So most of the studies seem to be have been carried out on military personnel. Maybe, I don't know why, I was trying to work out whether, you know, they're sort of forced to have these types of tests done, or whether, you know, they got paid for it specially, or what it was. But anyway, they just seem to be happening in military personnel. Maybe it's all the marching or something. Maybe they're prone to stress fractures. I don't know. Anyway, the military personnel, rather, who had low vitamin D levels in their bodies were 3.6 times more likely to get a stress fracture than those who had adequate levels of vitamin D. And there was another study where supplements were given to female naval recruits, and their risk of getting a stress fracture was reduced by 20%. Now, just one little word of caution, though. Although I think that in many cases, some sort of level of supplementation, especially through the winter months, just making sure that you have that adequate intake of vitamin D is important. The very high levels of vitamin D are toxic to your body. So, you know, I think it's really important that you don't have an indiscriminately high amount of vitamin D supplements, because that's just not going to do you any good at all. If you are unsure, you can perhaps get your vitamin D level checked by a medical person, or you can just take, you know, let's say low level supplement through the winter months, and I think that will help in every way, you know, with your bones, to help prevent stress fracture, and as I said, with this immune effect. But really what I'm looking forward to is having the sun on my skin again. I mean, I just can't wait for that, just that time of year again. And hopefully all the COVID stuff will be out of the way too, so we won't be worrying about upper respiratory tract infections either. So bring on the sunshine.